warm welcome to the Leadership Speaks, wherein we bring in you a preview of our initiatives. Today we are talking about scaling process for aerial vehicles with myself, Roshan Batheri, Senior Director, Capgemini, and with the esteemed Professor Shikha Singh from IIT Dhanbad. In the recent years, transportation infrastructure is being extensively reused with extreme traffic conditions in the developing cities. As an alternative, the current transportation research essentially focuses on developing innovative and novel solutions on the issue. The question here is, you know, is a gradual evolution towards, let's say, the several emerging transportation technologies, such as autonomous vehicles for human transport, as well as unmanned aerial vehicles and drone technology, evident? Once again, a warm welcome to Professor Shikha Singh. Professor Shikha, in your view, what is the popularity of the drones, UAVs, or the flying cars? What are the associated demand for policies to essentially support the commercial application, which are steady on the rise and probably inching towards the reality?
Yes, thank you so much, Roshan, for this discussion. And I think this is a very burning topic these days. And everybody is looking forward to for the innovation with the existing technologies, how innovative we can be in the future. So the use of UAVs has also been, you know, reaching to different domains. And it was till now, it was limited to agriculture and to some, you know, spy works. But these days, it is reaching to the areas where we are looking forward for day-to-day transportation, entertainment, and other similar works of related to human activities. If I talk about, particularly about passenger drones, it has already been, so much research has already been going on to develop the passenger drones in a safer and in a better mode of transportation. It is no doubt a time saving to combat the traffic congestion and the traffic accidents as well. But it not only this, it will help us to reduce hazardous emissions and several noise pollutions happening these days due to several vehicles on the road. Moreover, I would like to mention here that wherever technology is grooming, there may be some things which we have to report seriously. And there are very serious consequences which may be related to the unregulated use of these particular drones in the areas of military, commercial, or maybe different humanitarian activities. Drones market is also increasing day by day. You see that most of the companies are coming up or already working in different, in developing different kinds of drones. And there are serious issues which may be coming up in future, which will be related to the accidents, air collisions, different security and safety measures. These are all some of the concerns which we have to report. And the effective regulations of this civilian airspace for the security and privacy and legal concerns are to be addressed in order to regulate the use of, you know, passenger drones. In addition to all of this, I think we have identified early a long back, I could say that around 3 to 4 years back, when I was ever discussing about project and operations, what is the difference between projects and operations. So I was generally using this particular example of flying cars, especially to the students and to my juniors, that let us assume a flying car. In the current state, it is a project state. It's a research project, but soon in future, it will be having a shape of day-to-day operations. So then you will be seeing a project of flying car today turning into the operations in future. So this was an example which I gave to many in many of the platforms for many students and for many juniors to discuss. So I think this flying cars is no more a dream. It is commonly recognized now and implemented in many places, and the convenience and the flexibility required these days, especially while having the, you know, that recent technologies with laces with all of these things, I think they have to establish the well-documented safety records also. Yeah, Roshan, I think these are my views, especially on the popularity of drones, but these are some of the issues which we have to address.
Thank you, Professor Shikha. I think, again, thank you for bringing in the aspect of flying cars, one of my, you know, favorite topic. With the aspect of safety and with the technology maturing, the trends definitely foresee that the drones could be one of the key parts of transformation in the coming future. In this context of the scale-up of drones, specifically in the intra-city, how do you envisage the training needs in this area?
Yes, training is very important aspect, especially when we are developing some area or developing some particular product, or you can say, especially in the case of flying a drone, it is about taking passengers from one place to another place. It is about humans are involved, not maybe in the driving zone, but in the passenger seats. So it is very important that the person, whoever is managing the drones in the air or who is trying to utilize it for day-to-day utility, should this kind of knowledge must be circulated and must be developed well, so that the developer and the user must well verse with the things which are happening in the flying drone. And not only this, but competence can only be learned through practice. So we have to, the way we have the trainings for pilots, and we have different certifications for training the people for driving a train or flying the aircraft or airplane or helicopters. So similarly, I think we should develop the practical drone training also, so that the knowledge and practice can go together in order to make this particular drone, passenger drone, successfully innovative as well as useful also. And this is the very important thing, that the person, the securely fly a drone should be the topmost priority actually. This is the very important aspect for airspace safety also. And if I say more on this, then I'll say that there is no doubt that it is the next generation of flying car technologies which will help us to generate different training methods also, which may be related to repair, service, upgradation, then how this machine learning, AI are helping us to develop that drone and to train the people for flying car technologies, and then air traffic management. So these are some things, some areas where the training methods have to be developed in order to make this area well developed, especially the passenger drone and flying car areas.
Thank you. That was really insightful. The most challenging question essentially regarding flying cars does involve suitable procedures for the takeoffs, the landing, and the requirement of probably a complex safety risk analysis. And I personally believe that any adverse safety incidents can essentially taint the public perception and may limit the growth rate of consumer acceptance. And this is extremely important for the scale-up. It's also forecasted that the flying car operation will rely heavily upon the computational AI, essentially for detect and avoid. This enables the recognition or to distinguish and even to track other aircrafts or other flying objects, understand their path, predict the conflicts, and essentially take corrective actions on the go. Just was very keen to understand your views in this space.
Yes, it is a very interesting question, Roshan, and I feel that this is the most important also. The reason is that these days the functionality is demanding the cognitive systems and computing. the platforms that encompass the machine learning, reasoning, especially the human-machine interaction, and the network sensors. This helps us actually to make the seamless and real-time vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-infrastructure communications. When we talk about these things, so no doubt that AI and ML plays a very important role in this to develop the to match the cognitive systems and computing. So the human-machine interaction, these things are actually well-driven for these technologies. And if we talk beyond the usual safety concerns, especially related to the system breakdown while flying, or especially when flying over the thickly populated area, these all understandings need to be developed, because this will help us help these particular flying cars technologies and flying cars to protect from hackers, from different cyber crimes also. This is not only the limit that use of technology is done for an innovative solution for humans, but the important thing is that the workers' health and the safety issues due to these technologies is also required to be checked out and to be reported well, right? Because flying cars are moving over a thickly populated area, and the workers are also working. So these things are that how the humans are getting involved and how they are getting impacted. That is also an area of concern. If I talk more about that future research direction, so in addition to that, I think as the technology is moving so fast, and we have the simulation testing and the operating facilities with us. So I think the live and virtual aspects must be considered to examine the emerging operational feasibility of the cars, especially the flying cars. Okay, so I think when we check the feasibility, when we test it, when we check it that how the technologies and how the humans are going well along with this, these are the areas which we have to work upon and improve.
Well said. Emphasizing essentially on the V2X and V2V aspects, and probably part of the technological advancement. Thanks for bringing the aspect of human and in essentially touching upon the areas of worker health and operator health and safety aspects. Lastly, wanted to understand your views on the human response to autonomous feature of next generation transport modes, right? This essentially is very, very uncertain in the current scenario. How do you think this challenge can be better handled in the future?
A very nice question, I think. Yes, it is a domain where the uncertainty is there, but I think it is not limited to flying cars only. Whenever we develop a new product that we are planning to launch in the market, every time there is an uncertainty associated with it. The question mark comes where, what is the adoption rate of this particular technology or this particular product? But the fact is that the particular flying car is developing very fast. Many companies, many individuals are exploring the area and checking the possibilities, not only in India, but across the world. So I think if I talk more to check the adoption ratios, then I should say that as the audience is varying over time, it is required to check it out that how far is the ratio of the adoption in comparison to the other technologies. And exposure to this information is actually expected to attract more public insights towards acceptance of these flying car technologies. UAVs are also not the new thing, not new concepts to most people. And I think with human operator and automated management system, we have to provide a balance for the seamless movement of UAV traffic. This is very much important, that what is the requirement of network connectivity, what is the stability. After reporting all these open questions, I think the uncertainty will definitely go down, and people will rely on the technology and especially on the flying car, because it is a need of people now. If you talk more about next generation smart cities, then you'll see that the flying cars are the widely accepted and adopted. And they will have to be as flexible and convenient for daily transport as a modern day automobile and quickly establish well-documented safety records. So the important point is here is that uncertainty, yes, it's an issue, but it can be reported well while using the technology and its utility properly. I think, yes, this is an area which I would like to explore more. And I think after maybe some time from now, we all will be, you know, commuting with flying cars to our offices day-to-day basis. So it's a dream. It was a dream, but it is no more a dream, I think. So the important point is that to resolve the issues which are just, you know, just tricking the uncertainty.
Thank you, Professor Shikha Singh, for joining me on the Leadership Speaks and essentially enriching our conversation with your deep insights, both from an industry and an institution perspective. And thank you all the listeners for joining us here on the Leadership Speaks today. You can leave your comments and inquiries in the comment section. Keep innovating. Thank you, everyone.